Good morning, I'm Austin Sauls.
And I'm John Richter. You're listening to the Bear Facts, where this week we're celebrating the success of all our fall activities here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Today is the biggest day of the year for the Golden Bears cross country team. They're running this afternoon in the state cross country meet. Junior Erin Reedy is no stranger to the state meet. This will be the third time she's made it to state. This year, though, the entire team qualified. Teammates Erin Quinlan and Nicole Bear also finished in the top 10 at regionals, and they'll also be running their hardest at state.
The whole cross-country team has done well all season long. Other runners include senior Emily Bell, junior Sarah McCall and Kelly Riley, sophomore Aisha Miller, and freshman Courtney Carlson and Morgan Frieders. Garrigan will be running in the 1A meet, which will be at 2 this afternoon at Lakeside Golf Course at Kennedy Park in Fort Dodge. Admission is free, but there's a $10 parking fee at the meet. Good luck at state to the Golden Bear runners.
The Algona swim team has the regional meet today, and all season long, three Garrigan girls have been big contributors to that team's success. Kendra Rothler, Erica Carlson, and Emma Plath are all members of the Algona swim team, and we wish them all the best today at regionals.
The BGHS volleyball team has also had a great playoff run. They won their first two regional games, each in three straight games. The Bears defeated Corwith Wesley Laverne in the playoff opener, and then they beat North Iowa last Tuesday. Last night, the Bears hosted West Bend Mallard in the regional semifinals.
As libero, Addison Miller has been a key member of this year's volleyball team. The Bears' success is also due to her teammates, like fellow seniors Rachel Birdie, Abby Redding, Mallory Borman, Lana Larson, Shelby Schindler, Lizzie Holmeister, and Bethany Capacious. Other key players include juniors Aubrey Myers, Chelsea Lanis, and Amelia Gowitzer, and sophomores Vanessa Dodds, Kara Eichen, and Taylor Hovey. Congratulations to the volleyball team for all their playoff success.
The Golden Bear football team made playoffs this year for the 19th time since 1976. The state has expanded the number of teams that qualify for football playoffs, but Garrigan would have made it this year by the old standards as well as the new ones. The Bears played the Westerners from Akron, Westfield, in their first round playoff game, and while they played a good game, Garrigan ended up losing by just a 9-point margin, 31-22. We congratulate the Bears on another good year and another appearance in football playoffs.
The Bishop Garrigan Quiz Bowl team is back in action today. They're down in Ankeny for a showdown with mostly large schools from central and eastern Iowa. The Bears have two teams entered in the tournament. Captain Philip Dietrich will be playing together with Craig Goldhouse, Dustin Miller, Levi Bernhardt, Zach Scoba, and Rachel Birdie. The other team includes Captain John Richter, plus Hannah Bernhardt, Allison Frieders, Jake Hamilton, and Taylor Illig. Everyone will play five games this morning, and both of Garrigan's entries are hoping to end up among the top four teams overall and make playoffs. Good luck, Quiz Bowl.
Halloween is next Monday, and many Garrigan science students will be celebrating with an annual pumpkin chunk. Biology teacher Beanie Bodie supplies the pumpkins, and it's up to students to design and build a device that will launch them as far as possible. Almost anything goes, but the devices need to be non-flammable and able to be transported safely. The whole student body will watch the event, and prizes will be given to the best pumpkin chucking engineers.
Halloween is also a big time for Garrigan's Christian Leadership and Action Group. Instead of traditional trick-or-treating, Christian Leadership goes around the area collecting canned and boxed goods for the Kossuth County Food Pantry. This has been an annual tradition for many years now, and Christian Leadership is hoping to help a lot of needy people with their donations this year.
It's time once again for the BGHS Magazine Drive. Through mid-November, every high school student will be selling subscriptions and renewals for all your favorite magazines. Prices are lower than through most offers, and 40% of all the money you spend stays right here and goes to the Bishop Garrigan Student Council. So find your favorite Golden Bear and renew your magazines through the school.
Next weekend, the Bishop Garrigan's Fine Arts Department will present their Extravaganza, a big variety show that includes students, teachers, and alumni. The Extravaganza is sponsored by DARTS, the group that supports drama, art, and speech. DARTS has funded lots of major products in recent years, like the new stage curtains and a new spotlight. They also support little things, like cameras to take pictures for the website, and the tapes we use to record the Bear Facts. The Extravaganza will be at 7 p.m. next Saturday, and admission is just $5.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Austin Vasky. Here to tell you about him is Austin Sauls.
If you've been to a Garrigan football game this fall, you've seen Austin Vasky, though he hasn't been on the field. Our homecoming king, Austin, has been the Bear mascot at every home game. He's better known for his accomplishments in baseball, where he's won All-State honors, and basketball, where he helped the team go to state his sophomore year. Austin has also lettered twice in track, and he is one of the most active boys in Christian leadership in action. After high school, Austin will be studying to become a funeral director, and we wish him all the best in the future.
Thanks, Austin. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's the state cross-country meet in Fort Dodge this afternoon. The Garrigan girls will be running at 2 p.m.
Also today, there's the regional swim meet, and the Quiz Bowl team is playing in Ankeny. Then tomorrow, Christian Leadership in Action will hold their Halloween food drive to help the Kossuth County Food Pantry.
All through next week, the magazine drive continues. Monday for Halloween, the science classes will do their pumpkin chunk, and then Tuesday, we'll have an all-school mass for All Saints Day.
The volleyball regional finals are Tuesday night. Wednesday, there's an early dismissal for teacher in-service. Next Saturday is state cheerleading and state solo dance. There's also Quiz Bowl at Algona High that day, and that night is the Fine Arts Extravaganza.
That's the Bear Facts for October. Thanks for joining us, and happy Halloween to everybody from all of us at Bishop Garrigan High School.